Boker Tov, we're holding in Yud Gimel Kislev, Simen Chafalaf, Halacha Yud Gimel Tolacha Chafalaf. Here we go. Someone that is davening always in a shul or in a basement, and he shows up in another shul. All the other Avelim in that other shul could say, goodbye, sorry, you cannot take any of the Kaddishim, and certainly not take the Amud, meaning daven for Zechazen, because he has another place, so he's not even considered a guest. Now, obviously, these things should be taken carefully, and it could be that there are situations where he really can't daven in his own shul, so you have to be very sensitive. As we're going to see, what's the most important thing when it comes to an avla is how he behaves. So we'll get to that hopefully tomorrow. The next halacha is that someone is able and proper. The Mishnah points out what that means is that he's able to enunciate the words, and also that people are happy with him davening. Many times a person forces himself to daven and he actually accomplishes the exact opposite of what he wants to do, which is to give merit to his father or his mother. So in such a case where a person is able to enunciate the words, he should try to daven in front of the tape, I mean to be a chazan, and that actually does more than the Kaddish, which was originally instituted specifically for yesaimim ktanim, meaning minors. If a person is not able to daven the entire tefillah, he should daven from Ashrei and Uvalitian and finish off the davening. Someone that has more rights for davening Kaddish, so naturally has more rights to be the chazan. Of course, as we just mentioned, fighting is never going to be accomplished anything. So if it's going to be equal, so then you're going to do what's called gerolis, which means lotteries, as we'll see in a moment. The meaning is that an avad does not daven in Shabbos and Yom Tov unless he always used to daven in Shabbos and Yom Tov. And this actually happens many times. Rebbes, people that always daven in Shabbos Mincha, for example. So not davening in essence, if they're specifically in that place where they usually do, is going to look like they're doing avodas for Shabbos, and therefore it's better for them actually to daven. Mishnah Berurah says that on a day where there's halal and musaf, for example, like Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed or Chanukah that's coming up, and avol should not be a chazan. There's other opinions. In fact, the Bialocha himself says a person should not daven as a chazan on any day that they say tachna lam natzech, and therefore there's different customs when it comes to this, and one should follow the custom. If two people are equal when it comes to Kaddish, we mentioned this, and they both could daven and they're in front of the teva, and they're both equally appeased by, meaning people are agreeable to them davening in the congregation. So that's when you use a goyrel. As I said, I never saw people really flip a coin, but that's probably the goyrel that we have today. And the best thing is then that one should daven until Ashrei Velitzion, then the other person should daven from Ashrei Velitzion and on. And this actually is better than to split. Many times you see minyanim split because there's a concept called Barov Amadrasma. However, if there's usually split a different minyanim, or it's just maybe it's going to make more peace, of course, that's the best way to go. If someone davens, he's not going to lose that because he's a chazan on the other kadeshim. But nevertheless, it's proper for him to be mevata and give someone else a kaddish, and especially when it comes to minors, to give them the kaddish. Again, today everyone says kaddish together anyways, it doesn't really apply. An avel for his father and his mother, meaning if someone la'aleinu is an avel both for his mother and his father, doesn't have a greater merit when it comes to deciding who's going to daven. Why? Because zikoron echad oyle lekan lekan, very interesting concept. Happens to be that there are those that argue with this concept and say, no, that if someone is an avel of a father and mother, he actually has more rights to davening, so therefore one should ask a shayla. The minig is to say Kaddish only 11 months. Now, this is a very interesting concept. We get a much more Hasidic and Kabbalistic here. Meaning, since the Mishpat of Rishayim is 12 months, if a person's a Rosh, gets just 12 months, a child should not say Kaddish for more than 11 months, because then it looks like he's claiming that his father is mother of Rishayim. So, for example, if someone died in Yud Shvat, this is where people get a little bit confused. Someone died in Yud Shvat. So, 12 months later would have been Teshvat. And the reason why I say Teshvat is because you don't enter into the 12th month, because one day is considered ready, like you say in Kaddish, for the whole month. So we don't go into the next month. But here, since it's only 11 months, instead of Teshvat, it's going to be Tes Tevis. So simple, that's 11 months a day. So basically easy to remember is whatever date it was, it's going to be a day before, and minus another month. Counting, usually, of course, the most poskim is from the day of the burial, not the day of the misa. I mean, the day of the death is for the yahrzeit, but when it comes to the saying of the Kaddish, since the mishpat, the judgment, doesn't start until after the burial, so the Kaddish calculation is starting from the burial and on. The day that a person stops saying Kaddish is actually a special day. And then I think the concept is based on the fact that he basically finished the mitzvah of saying Kaddish for his father. So the point is that he has rights. However, if someone has a yahrzeit, he has to give him a Kaddish. Someone has a shloshim, he has to give him a Kaddish. And therefore, there's many people that have a yahrzeit or in their 30s are going to actually push off this guy that just finished saying Kaddish. If a person knows that his parents, Aleinu or Rishoyim or Mechalalei Shabbos, Igos Moshe actually holds, or Moshe holds, that if someone knows his parents and Mechalalei Shabbos, he should say Kaddish for 12 months. And by the way, the Sfaradim actually do 12 months. They just stop for a week once they enter the 12th month. Now, the Minig L'maisa, as the kids already points out, when you have two or three, there's many Avelim, the Minig really is to have two or three saying together, and today the Minig is, of course, to recite everyone together. If a person that is not a novel of his father and his mother, meaning to say there's no one that's a novel. So what's the meaning? The meaning is that Kitzur says that someone that is that lost his parents should say Kaddish on behalf of all Misei Yisrael, all those that have been niftar, departed from the Jewish people. There's actually places, which certainly today is, where other relatives say Kaddish for their relatives. And that's when there's no Avelim for the father and the mother. And again, today everyone says, even if there are Avelim for the father and the mother, and especially when it comes to a grandson that wants to say for his grandfather, or a father that wants to say for his child that was niftar without any children, so no one else is saying Kaddish for them. So all these cases, one could say Kaddish. But of course, they should make sure that there's a pshara amongst everyone, and it doesn't give them the same rights as a regular avel for a father and mother when it comes to davening for the yomid. A daughter, I remember when I was living in Riverdale, sometimes it happened once or twice that I saw, otherwise I never saw this, that a daughter says Kaddish, and the Kitzur actually points out to Minhagim. He says a daughter should not say Kaddish. Some say that if she wants to say Kaddish, they should make a minion in their house. But the Maase says even that's not proper, and generally speaking, I don't think we do. The minig is not to do so. And as we're going to see tomorrow, there's a much better eitzah for a daughter when it comes to giving her marriage to her father and her mother, which really is going to apply actually to everyone, which we'll see Be'ezat Hashem tomorrow. But before we end today, so one more halacha, someone was traveling and he wasn't able to say Kaddish, or he simply lost out that Kaddish because other people, he actually could say Kaddish the night after the day, meaning by Maariv, after the day of the Yahrzeit, and that also counts, and it's a special day in merit to his parents. Have a beautiful day.